Chapter 15. Samuel said to Saul,
I am the one the Lord sent to anoint you king over his people Israel. So listen now to the message from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go, attack the Amalekites and totally destroy everything that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys.
So Saul summoned the men and mustered them at Telaim, 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 men from Judah. Saul went to the city of Amalek and set an ambush in the ravine. Then he said to the Kenites,
Go away, leave the Amalekites, so that I do not destroy you along with them. For you showed kindness to all the Israelites when they came up out of Egypt.
So the Kenites moved away from the Amalekites. Then Saul attacked the Amalekites all the way from Havilah to Shur, to the east of Egypt. He took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and all his people he totally destroyed with the sword. But Saul and the army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves and lambs, everything that was good. These they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak they totally destroyed. Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel.
I am grieved that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions.
Samuel was troubled, and he cried out to the Lord all that night. Early in the morning, Samuel got up and went to meet Saul. But he was told,
Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor and has turned and gone on down to Gilgal.
When Samuel reached him, Saul said,
The Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instructions.
But Samuel said,
What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowing of cattle that I hear?
Saul answered,
The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but we totally destroyed the rest.
Stop,
Samuel said to Saul.
Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night.
Tell me,
Saul replied. Samuel said,
Although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission saying, Go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites. Make war on them until you have wiped them out. Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord?
But I did obey the Lord,
Saul said.
I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal.
But Samuel replied,
Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.
Then Saul said to Samuel,
I have sinned. I violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the people, and so I gave in to them. Now I beg you, forgive my sin and come back with me, so that I may worship the Lord.
But Samuel said to him,
I will not go back with you. You have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you as king over Israel.
As Samuel turned to leave, Saul caught hold of the hem of his robe, and it tore. Samuel said to him,
The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to one of your neighbors, to one better than you. He who is the glory of Israel does not lie or change his mind, for he is not a man that he should change his mind.
Saul replied,
I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God.
So Samuel went back with Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. Then Samuel said,
Bring me Agag, king of the Amalekites.
Agag came to him confidently, thinking,
Surely the bitterness of death is past.
But Samuel said,
As your sword has made women childless, so will your mother be childless among women.
And Samuel put Agag to death before the Lord at Gilgal. Then Samuel left for Ramah. but Saul went up to his home in Gibeah of Saul. Until the day Samuel died, he did not go to see Saul again, though Samuel mourned for him. And the Lord was grieved that he had made Saul king over Israel. Chapter 16. The Lord said to Samuel,
How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king.
But Samuel said,
How can I go? Saul will hear about it and kill me.
The Lord said,
Take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate.
Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked,
Do you come in peace?
Samuel replied,
Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me.
Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought,
Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord.
But the Lord said to Samuel,
Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said,
The Lord has not chosen this one either.
Jesse then had Shammah pass by. But Samuel said,
Nor has the Lord chosen this one.
Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him,
The Lord has not chosen these.
So he asked Jesse,
Are these all the sons you have?
There is still the youngest,
Jesse answered.
But he is tending the sheep.
Samuel said,
Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives.
So he sent and had him brought in. He was ruddy, with a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said,
Rise and anoint him. He is the one.
So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah. Now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. Saul's attendants said to him,
See, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord command his servants here to search for someone who can play the harp. He will play when the evil spirit from God comes upon you, and you will feel better.
So Saul said to his attendants,
Find someone who plays well and bring him to me.
One of the servants answered,
I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the harp. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is a fine-looking man, and the Lord is with him.
Then Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said,
Send me your son David, who is with the sheep.
So Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, a skin of wine, and a young goat, and sent them with his son David to Saul. David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul liked him very much, and David became one of his armor-bearers. Then Saul sent word to Jesse, saying,
Allow David to remain in my service, for I am pleased with him.
Whenever the Spirit from God came upon Saul, David would take his harp and play. Then relief would come to Saul, he would feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him.
There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire. But Abraham replied, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to them, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead."